Good morning and welcome to Converge to Accelerate 2019. My name is Tori Sinai, founder, partners of Digital Health, and publisher of conference host journals, Blockchain in Healthcare Today, and Telehealth and Medicine Today. Our portfolio identifies these two sectors as driving the future of global health, access, and affordability. Thank you for coming this morning. As community stakeholders, enriching the lives of others, our market provides comfort and cure in a business we call healthcare. Our journal editorial missions assist building a credible body of work that validates use, adoption, and scale of blockchain and telehealth in value-based care, bringing peer-reviewed, multidisciplinary, evidence-based solutions and possible financial impact to audiences around the world. I encourage you to subscribe to the open source online journals and contribute as board members, ambassadors, and most importantly, authors. Stats on your handout are actually out of date, and the stats on the visual here bring us all up to speed and on the same page. And the most important I will point out to you, 102,000 views and downloads for blockchain and healthcare today, a really recently launched peer-reviewed publication exclusively dedicated to blockchain in healthcare. It is the first international peer-reviewed journal worldwide. Thank you. The other is we have now approximately 76 citations, and we just lost our slide. We have an internationally acclaimed editorial board, and we are also having technical difficulties. The ATA, the American Telemedicine Association, has endorsed both the journals, Blockchain in Healthcare Today and Telehealth and Medicine Today. You will see that will go on the homepage of both journals. We are also working and collaborating with HIMSS and HIMSS Blockchain Task Force. Thank you, HIMSS and the Connected Care team for having us here today and collaborating with us, and the IEEE Standards Association as well. There is a new IKA that was just announced earlier this month on the harmonization of technology and remote clinical trials, and we are working with that group in that work stream. I would actually like for board members here today, would board members raise their hands, those in the audience? Thank you. These notable global experts and leaders believe in our editorial mission, market and community purpose, and give their time to build a product that benefits the healthcare community. Thank you, board members, honestly, for your expertise and selfless volunteerism. We are here today to prove how your innovation in this health technology revolution is advancing economies, public policy, and debate, where our health data will soon be earned and shared on a global scale. I ask you to ask yourselves what role purpose-driven social impact, humanizing technology, and consumer and provider empowerment may bring to your businesses and business models. Keep value at the core of policy and systems. Initiatives educating patients to be better purveyors of their own health and create an ecosystem where they become shareholders and owners, creating models that transform toward unity and equity, alleviating cost and burdens. You each have an opportunity today not only to share knowledge, but to converge to advance the ultimate borderless expansion of healthcare. This is your opportunity to change care around the globe. You must champion the arduous task of action, the courage to change, embrace transparency and social responsibility, and bear the risk of investment and leadership. We must satisfy and rebalance workforce, health consumer, and shareholder in a new era of health and care. Today, show the world the heart of United States healthcare and innovation at CONV2X 2019. Let's do it. In the spirit, I'm assuming someone's working on these slides here because we have a whole day of presentations. As an aside, in the spirit of generosity and global goodwill, we're featuring two charities today participating in CONV2X. United Hatzalah is a global Israeli-based charity that saves lives in under 3 minutes. Co-founders Ellie Beer and Mark Gerson, yes, that Mark Gerson, have led United Hatzalah's 5,000 trained volunteer medics answering 1,500 emergency calls a day, saving 200 lives a day in Israel. The effort is blind to all except humanity. The model is now being adopted around the world, including two pilots in the United States in New Jersey. You will hear more about those pilots and United Hatzalah's efforts from Joe Crystal, who is United Hatzalah's advisor, speaking later today. The second charity is the Boston Debate League, quite near and dear to us, located in Boston today. The Boston Debate League uses the power of evidence-based debate to create a transformative learning experience for students denied educational opportunities. Programs are tailored to address inequities, creating an inclusive learning community where all are welcome, and young people use critical thinking and problem solving for informed, empowered leadership. Executive Director Mike Wasserman is moderating our data privacy debate today, and do please connect with Joe or Mike over the course of the day to make a donation, and thanks so very much. I was going to put up a sponsor slide. imagine that sponsor slide is on the screen right now, and I am going to thank Boehringer Ingelheim Canada, who I know is here, NASCO, we took a photo earlier, IEEE SA, Compro Worldwide, iWorker Innovations, PCH Alliance and Connected Health, they're part of the HIMSS Association, Haven Health, and Trader News Network, the virtual care consultant, Zoom, and all our friends. Thank you so very much. We will begin our day now, and I will introduce our first guest, special guest this morning. Her name is Teuta Sahatia, Consulate General of the European Republic of Kosovo in New York City. Ambassador Sahatia was a member of the parliament representing the Democratic League of Kosovo and served as chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on European Integration. During her tenure in parliament, she served as vice chair of the Parliamentary Caucus of the Democratic League of Kosovo, president of the Bipartisan Women's Parliamentary Caucus, and first vice chair of the Parliamentary Committee on Economic Development. She was an entrepreneur launching a telecom business after working as a maintenance engineer and software programmer in a textile company in Kosovo. She holds a Master of Science in Electronic Engineering from the University of Prishtina in Kosovo. Earlier this year, she led a delegation of U.S. businesses to build innovation and investment between the U.S. and Kosovo, of which I was an honored member. My family is from Kosovo, and the reason I can pronounce her name is because I speak Albanian, and have committed my company, Partners in Digital Health, along with collaborators from MUSC, Telehealth Center of Excellence, and Cromford Health, to help launch educational and innovation efforts to assist Kosovo in a reinvigorated, affordable health system using telehealth and blockchain. It is my honor to introduce a woman that many in Kosovo admire for her courage, curiosity, leadership, daring, and caring. Please welcome Ambassador Teuta Sahatia.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for becoming a part of Kosovo Health and Kosovo Businesses. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored to be today here with you and have possibility to tell you a little bit about my country and to have possibility to listen to your presentations, hoping to link some few with Kosovo as story is already present there. So I think you have to ask her whether to come or not. I'm 3 years here as ambassador and head of Kosovo Mission in New York. And when I mention Kosovo, I have two different answers or maybe questions. Where Kosovo is. Some of them don't know where Kosovo is. Some of them remember Kosovo from the war in 1999. I try to tell them that my country is a tiny country, the youngest in the world. It is the southeastern part of Europe, near Macedonia, Albania, Montenegro, and Serbia. For someone, that also doesn't ring a bell, and I said, somewhere near Greece and Italy. Greece and Italy are far. Kosovo from 1999 has changed a lot, but today's Kosovo cannot talk or mention without mentioning the time that we passed. During the 90s, from 1989 to the beginning of the war of 1999, Kosovo was passing through a very difficult time, through a time of apartheid, where the majority of population, 90% of population are Albanian, were kicked out of schools, of education system, and of medical system. And doctors and nurses, for a very short time, became jobless. In 1999, when the war was over, the medical facilities were devastated, and equipment was taken away. So after the liberation, where I cannot not mention America, and in each and every my speech, to thank America and to thank progressive forces who helped liberation of Kosovo in giving us a chance to be alive. 20 years ago, I was a refugee with my four little children, from 4 to 10, passed through the river and through mountains to Albania. And today was a day that I couldn't imagine 20 years ago. Representing my country and being in front of you with the thankfulness and the possibility to talk about Kosovo of today. Kosovo today is a developing country. It is not anymore a poor country. It is a country that gained the chance to be alive, gained the chance to give the added value to the world's sport, to the world education, to the world health. Immediately after the war, there were some good decisions that have been made. In Kosovo, there was a decision to bring to the devastated infrastructure, to bring the internet. So the cities that was not connected to each other started to be connected through the internet issues. Immediately after that, the academy, Cisco Academy, brought together many of young people to learn about the internet. Today, Kosovo is the first country in the world per capita having the biggest number of engineers who are educated and certified in world most renowned certifications. Kosovo is a country where half the population is younger than 30 years old. It is a country where speaking of 4, 5, 6 languages is not making you something very special. I speak only 6, and there are a lot of others who speak 6 or more. Kosovo is a country where English and German are very widely spoken, where internet and businesses who are working with internet and giving the work to European market and starting with American market are growing and becoming very strong part of our economy. So, how to link internet and health? I think today, linking internet and linking every other thing is not anymore things to be mentioned. It is not imaginable anymore to live isolated. Everything is interlinked to each other, not only among the country, but also all over the world. In Kosovo, after 1999, the health system was pretty scattered and devastated. In 2002, there was the initiative of international virtual e-hospitals to create the Kosovo Center, telemedicine center in Kosovo. It immediately connected 6 centers. And through that telemedicine center, we are today connected to the whole world. We are linked with more than 62 universities and medical centers in 20 countries. There are around per year 640 broadcast educational activities. There are more than 150 lectures and more than 3,000 patients who are treated per year, helping the telemedicine. The telemedicine is telemedicine center of Kosovo. In fact, today linked a lot of associations, a lot of universities, associations of anesthesiologists, biomedical professional, chemotherapists, blood transfusion, center for continuing nursing education, a part of Ministry of Health, Institute of Public Health, the K4 Medical, battalion, and many, many other institutions who are linked with the telemedicine center in Kosovo. The next step that needs to be made in Kosovo, in fact, is going to the next level and bringing blockchain and new technologies to the medicine. And I'm very thankful to Tori that was a part of the business delegation that came to Kosovo. And today we have also the blockchain and telemedicine in Kosovo to to link with other professionals and broaden the services that telemedicine have inside the Kosovo. Kosovo is linked with Albanian telemedicine center, since we speak the same language and it's easier to communicate, but knowing the English language and other languages, we are today linked with many research centers and universities that help Kosovo. I want to conclude this telling you that Kosovo is a good part of the world to be there, to come with your businesses, to come with your organizations. It's a very Western and pro-American country. It's a country where your business immediately can be linked with the region, with European Union, and with all over the world, thanking very good infrastructure. Kosovo is more than 88% of its territory and of its families linked to internet, making it far best in the region and not comparable, even more better than many of European countries. So I would be glad to welcome you to the next mission of businesses and in organizations to bring you to Kosovo. Thank you for having me here. I was honored to be here, and I wish you a lot of success in this conference.
The 2019 Converge to Accelerate conference is brought to you by IEEE, the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology, Boehringer Ingelheim, passionately working to improve healthcare, NASCO, advancing digital health technology.